The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Gas prices continue to rise. We knew they were going to, and I spent a few minutes a day checking out my Gas Buddy app just to see what the prices are. I filled my tank up a week ago, Saturday, I think, and haven't filled it up again. I haven't been out that much on purpose, staying home, as I talked about before. But the one thing I was waiting for didn't take long to pop up. Every time we have huge spikes in gas prices, you start seeing stories about gas siphoning. And the crime of gas siphoning goes up because people can't afford it or people are doing who knows what. But I saw the first story just the other day. Gas siphoning is already happening here in Nashville, and of course they're giving you examples of how you can stop that. I remember the first time we dealt with gas siphoning, and again, I'm going back to being a very young man, back in the 1970s when we had our big gas crisis then, and everybody was going out and buying locking gas caps. But it's funny how people are always resorting to the old tricks, if you will. Gas siphoning, you're going to be seeing it more and more in the news, and you better watch out for yourself, because as these gas prices stay high, the increase in crime goes up.